anything that is not pleasing of you, take it away right now so we can be free and be free indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Whoa, you blessed. If nobody else was blessed, I was blessed because your word to you was a word for me. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say this again. Your word, the word that you had for you was a word for me today, and I'm blessed.
Likewise.
I am blessed. Oh, glory be to God. We're going to pray. We're going to intro into our next hour with Apostle Keith Irons from the Florida area. We're going to play a song, and the next voice you'll hear after that is the mighty man of God.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, he wants to take us back today. Oh, yes.
Your grace and mercy brought me through.
Hallelujah.
I'm living this moment.
Bless him, bless him.
Because of you. I want to thank.
Yes, Jesus.
And praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, bless his name. All we got to do is say, preach, man of God.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Hamilton, and all of the listeners who's on the line this morning. We just thank God for being in revival. We thank God for crossing over revival 2017. And we just bless the Lord for all of the hearers of the word and the doers as well. I'm so thankful. Again, this is Apostle Keith L. Arians from Tampa, Florida, the overseer of the Reaction Church and the founder and the leader of the GAN Network. We just bless the Lord, and I'm just so happy to be a part of what God is doing in the lives of his people in this hour. I want to just stay on topic. I really enjoy this topic. I enjoy this, what God is doing through the man of God in L.A., and I really enjoyed the speaker, the lady that came before me, the pastor. What a wonderful delivery and a wonderful breakdown of the word of God. I really enjoyed hearing from her of how we can be at our pool for so long and we can still walk away broken, or we can still just lay there lame, and certain parts of us can still be laying there. What a wonderful exposition of the word of God. So I'm going to stay right in that frame. He gave me, I just want to stay on the topic that he gave us with I am new. The crossing over revival, but I am new was the theme or the topic of it. So I want to stay right there and try to strengthen the men and women of God who may be listening today so that we can really, I believe, pull this understanding of new together. So let us go before the throne of God, before we break bread, if you will. Father God, we just thank you for another great opportunity to approach the throne of grace. We indeed approach your throne with caution, knowing that you are the true and living God of heaven. We bless you right now, dear God. We ask you for the strength. We ask you for the wisdom and the wherewithal to be able to share and to rightly divide the word of truth according to your grace and mercy, dear God. Let us now enter the storehouse of wisdom and knowledge that we may be able to proceed, dear God, in a timely fashion according to the grace that you have given us. We bless everybody on the line that we may have ears to hear and a heart of understanding with your word, and we thank you for it. I want to dig into a word. This morning, I want to dig right into the word. I'm going to be pulling my topic from the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 is where I'll be pulling this teaching from this morning. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 for all of you who are following along with your Bible. The word of God says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let me read that again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And the topic today is I am new. So I want to stay right on that. I am new. What is meant when we say I am new? What is meant when we say I am new? Are we saying that we are better? Are we saying that we are different? Are we saying that we are like something else? What is meant when we make the statement that I am new? Because that's the topic that we really want to deal with. That is the vein that we want to stay in. We want to understand what new really means. What is expected of us when we say that we are new?
The definition of new, the definition of new says not existing before, made, introduced, discovered recently, or for the first time. Again, the definition of the word new is not existed before, made, introduced, discovered recently, or for the first time. I am new is a very bold statement. It's a bold statement on your character. It's a bold statement on your very existence when you say that something or some part of me or all of me is new. It is actually you going out on a limb and pushing people into another direction and understanding of who and what you may be and what you are now as opposed to who you were yesterday or before you made the statement. I am new says that boldly I'm proclaiming that some things about me or all of me has changed. But parts of my existence, part of my character, part of my spirit, man, part of my growth, part of my maturity, part of my the way I deal with my family, part of my finances have become different, altogether different from what it was before I made the proclamation that I am new or this is new. New, the character of new, pushes me into a place to where I have to make a decision to let go of some things that were a part of who I used to be, the existence that I used to have, so that God can put me in a place to where every part of me is now different. New is the idea that heightens my expectation. When somebody say that they're new or I say that I'm new, the expectation of the new becomes heightened for everybody. The expectation of God on you becomes new. The expectation of the people around you become new. They become heightened because you say, I'm going to do a new thing. I'm going to do something different. So now I tend to expect more from you as a new person. New means that the model or the addition should be better. Whatever addition that you were before, whatever model you were before, whatever vein you was in before, the mold that you was in before has become better because it is now a different addition. It is now a more a better or a later addition of who you are or what you are. And I'm saying this to you so that you can fully understand that when we really use and we really throw around the word or the idea or the phraseology that we are new, that we really understand what new means. Because we say it all the time. Every year we make the proclamation, many of us, that we're going to do something new this year. We're going to do something different this year. I'm going to do something new with my life. I'm going to do something new with my goal sets. I'm going to do something new with what I envision for my ministry to be or my family to be. And we always use and make the proclamation that I'm going to do something new, but without understanding of what new really looks like. So new looks like, new says to me again, as a man of God and as an apostle of God, new says to me that whatever I'm becoming now have became that it never existed before. New says to me again by definition that it is something that is recently made or introduced. New says to me again by definition that it is a new discovery, it's recent. New says to me again by definition that this is the first time that I've been here. It's not a replay. It is a total new fabrication of where I am in my life today. That's where we're going with new. That's where we're going with new. So new insists that I get a new warranty and a new guarantee. So wherever I'm going now, there has to be a new warranty and guarantee on what it is God is about to do for me. I cannot operate in the old warranties and guarantees on my new product. I can't operate in the old guarantees that God gave me before because those have expired. Those are done away with because now the whole idea of me, the whole embodiment of who I am has become new. That is a refreshing of what it is God wants to do with me when I say that I'm new. So when I say I'm new, I'm new. Here is the scripture. It said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Let's deal with the old things that passed away first, and then I'm going to back up a little bit. If old things have passed away, then God says he's canceling all of the old things. I remember the story in the Bible when God was in putting Joshua in place as the new leader of Israel. And the first thing he says to Joshua, he says that my servant Moses is dead. Period. Point blank, we don't have to discuss it no more because whatever Moses did, whatever he did as a leader, whoever he was, whatever the people thought about Moses, I'm finna kill that right now because now I have a new leader. I have a new person. So Moses business with me is not up for discussion anymore. Now I need to deal with Joshua's business. I need to deal with the new leader of Israel. So God will kill every dead thing. God will put away every dead thing in your life to implement the new thing in your life. He'll allow you to move past every other season of your life to bring you into the new season. So when we actually saying we are new, we cannot go new until we made the decision. Here go God. Until we have made a decision to get rid of the old. That's the only reason you bought a new couch, you bought a new car, you bought some new clothes, is because you decided prior to buying that what you had already was either played out, it was old, it was worn, it wasn't meeting the need of what you need right now. So you went out and you looked for new, because you feel like new would meet the demand of where you are in life today. Help me, Holy Ghost. Because when we understand how important it is to be new, and we really put in place and put in the proper perspective of what new looks like, then we'll stop reaching for the old and trying to patch on the old stuff and calling it new. I'm going somewhere, Holy Ghost. Because when we start doing patchwork on the old and calling it new and putting new wine in old skins and spilling out the wine, a lot of us are still just spilling out of the old wine skin because we haven't allowed God to place us in new skins for the upcoming seasons of our life. We continue to want to hold on and linger in the old ideology, the old mindset, which is totally in contrast to what new looks like. New doesn't need a support tool of the old. It can stand on its own. Amen, Holy Ghost. Amen. So what I'm trying to bring you to in this scripture is all the old things about you, all the old things about who you were, the way you thought, just like the speaker before me, we got to put some old things away and say, God, draw me into this new area. Draw me into this new anointing. Draw me into this new mindset. Draw me into this new level of favor. Draw me into this new level of understanding. Draw me into this new level of my character. Draw me into the new level of love. This is a level that I've never been in before. This is a level that is recently introduced to me. This is a place that I'm in for the first time. It is not a recurrence. It is an occurrence. And I am here by default because I have moved into another area called new. Amen, somebody. I'm moving into another area called new because I got to get my old stuff out the way. I got to move the old furniture out of the house to make room for what God says is new in my life. So when we have become new, the first thing we got to do is we got to be prepared and get ourselves in a place to get rid of the old stuff. There's no possible way for me to get a new relationship going if I'm still attached to the old one. There's no possible way for me to get a new, new business going if I'm still working in the old one. It just ain't going to work. But I need to refresh my mind, refresh my spirit, refresh my vision, refresh my mission so that the new thing can happen in my life. Every new season that happens on the earth, God doesn't go back and put the old leaves on the tree. He actually gives the tree new leaves. Last year leaves fell off. Last season's leaves fell off. Now God has new leaves for a new, come here, Holy Ghost, for a new season because he wants us to see all things are new. All things are new. All things are new. All things are new. So he says to me, he said that the new insists that I get warranties and guarantees. New, it can come with assurance and assurance. So what am I getting? What kind of assurance and insurance am I getting on my new? Because my new and this new expectation of me has to have a level of assurance from God, and it has to have insurance for me. It has to ensure me that when I put my faith in God, put my faith in the new product, that God is really going to deliver me in the area of new that I need to be in this season. He's not going to give me old guarantees. Old warranties, old assurances, old insurances. He's going to give me something fresh and something new to accommodate my assignment, to accommodate my level of maturity, to accommodate my character, to accommodate my love walk, to accommodate where I need to be at when it comes to forgiveness. I need a new level of forgiveness to accommodate the new me. I am new. It's my proclamation for this year. I am new is what I'm saying in this revival line because we continue to try to recycle. Watch this now. We try to recycle spiritual stuff. We try to recycle character. God does not want to recycle. He wants to make over. He wants to make new. He wants to make brand new and bring you into a newness of life, not a recycled life, but a life that says, I am brand new, and it's something that's totally different about me that looks like Jesus Christ. Amen, somebody. Amen, amen. So God says that not only does the new have to come with warranties and guarantees and assurances and insurances, but the new always devalues. Watch this now. Watch this. The new always devalues the old. Whenever you get a new TV, a new computer, a new car, the value of the other one goes down. It is depressed because the new thing supersedes in value and takes the value away from the old. The old thing is not as valuable as the new thing that you have by default, because the new thing has better qualities to it. The new thing has better features to it. The new thing is just better to look at. The new thing is more appealing and more appealing into the eye. The new thing has new parts of it that are interesting. New parts is attractive to other people. I wish I had some witnesses on the line. That is what the new look like. And we have to stop allowing the enemy to think that when we see ourselves as recycled, that we are new. We're not a recycled product. We are a brand new product when we say, God, I want to be new in you. Whatever is old in me or was old in me, the old broken down parts of me, the parts that my sister said laid beside the pool of death, those parts of me are no longer lame anymore. I'm not lame, so I'm not thinking lame, she said. I'm not the old man anymore who was broken and couldn't get up and move, but now I am a person who is brand new with a new set of legs, a new set of energy that can get up and take off running because God has made me new in this season of my life. Amen, somebody. So the thing that has to happen is there always has to be a devalue, taking away of the value of the old. We are still insisting on keeping value on the old parts of our life. We still keep value on our old character. We keep value on old friendships, value on old relationships. There is value in areas that we shouldn't have value anymore because God has changed us over into new relationships and put us in new places and new churches and new ministries and new assignments that we don't even bring the value of those things up. The appraisal of those things are not high because we don't see them as new. We see us as being recycled. Amen, somebody. So I'm new. I'm new. I'm new. I've been changed. Not I'm changing it, but I've been changed into something. And one of the hardest processes that we have to deal with as Christians a lot of time is the understanding that God can just change you and not changing you. Some areas it takes transition, takes time, but he can also just change you. He can also just change your mind. He can also just switch you. The Holy Spirit has the power to cause you to go another way, cause you to repent instantly if we allow the Holy Spirit to work on our life on the level that he desires to work. He doesn't desire for us to have a 20-year cycle of change that's going to take 20 years for us to start to forgive. He wants us to read a word, believe a word, understand a word, implement a word so that we get a heart of forgiveness as soon as we read the word. But we often teach that change takes a long time for God to develop it. And it does in some people who don't realize that if they solely give themselves over to God, he can bring about a new heart, take out the one of stone, give us a heart of flesh so that we can be a new person, have a new understanding, have a new desire, have a new appetite in him. Amen, somebody. Amen. So the old things, I got to play on that a minute, because if we never get rid of the old things, Holy Ghost, we never get rid of the old things, we're never going to put value on what's new. If we never get rid of what's old in our life, we never going to see how beautiful the next level is, how beautiful the next relationship can be, because our whole value system is placed on what we already been through.
where we already been, what we already have a testimony about, instead of looking for a new testimony, a new level of grace, a new level of mercy that God is trying to walk us into because we have become new. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, he says, look, watch this. Behold, all things are become new. He said, behold, wow, is what he's saying. All things have become new. Why? Because he doesn't desire for you, for anything about you to be old. He doesn't desire for any part of your character to remain tied to the sinful man, the man of sin. He doesn't desire for any part of you to realize and recognize who you used to be. He wants you to now be so totally caught up and engrafted into him till you actually become just like him. You look like him, walk like him, talk like him, sound like him. And he wants when you walk up that the devil don't say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know, but you, I don't know. He wants you to say, Paul, I know, you, I know, Keith, I know, because you look like the new person who is created in what? The image. Oh, I'm teaching good this morning. The image of Jesus Christ. That's what the new man looks like. That's what new purpose looks like when we are totally engulfed in God. Watch this now. It says, I am new. Suggests change and declares to be more, watch this, more, it suggests changes and it declares to be more effective, it declares to be more efficient, and it declares to be more excellent. It declares more effectiveness, more efficiency, and more excellence when we say that we are new. God is expecting three E's from us. He's always expecting us to be more efficient than we was last time, more efficient in what we do, a better, be able to get more out of us service-wise, more out of us praise-wise, more out of us life-wise, because we are more efficient than we was before. Not only are we efficient, but we are effective in our calling. Our calling said that not only do I have a calling, but I am effective in it. That means that I, watch this, Holy Ghost, help me. And what I get results in my calling. I am an effective apostle. I am an effective believer. I am an effective pastor. I'm not just pastoring, but I am an effective pastor. It's a difference. I'm not just an apostle, but I am an effective apostle. I'm not just a prophet. I'm an effective prophet. When I do things, I get results. When I say stuff, it comes to pass. When I make a move and I make a declaration, I see it happen in the earth, and that's effective. That's what effective. Not only are we effective, but we are excellent. He's looking for, we always telling ourselves, I heard my sister say as well, and I love that sister. I can't think of what her name is, but I heard my sister say before me that, you know, sometimes we can make too many excuses, and we don't want to operate in the spirit of excellence. We always got an excuse about where we was. It's always to cry and to plea about the woe with me. But God is pushing us to a level of perfect, a level of excellence. So when we turn around and proclaim anything different than perfection, which God is looking for, and excellent, we are not speaking the word of God in our life. The new in us, the new on us, the new about us said that it's perfect because everything that God does is perfect. He created and recreated you with the idea that you would be perfect. Nothing less than perfect. So the new you has to be perfect. The new you is striving for perfection, nothing less than perfection, nothing left in efficiency, nothing left in being effective. The new you suggests that God is well pleased. Come here, Holy Ghost, I'm speaking. The new you suggests that God has made a product that he loves. The new you suggests that there's not a need for a makeover, but what I have right now, until I make modifications again, is perfect in the season that it is in. This is the new you. This is why I want to be new. This is why I have to strive to be new. This is why new has to take place in my life, because in every season, if we say we're dealing with different demons in different seasons, then my old war game, my old fight game, my old prayer game, my old fasting game has to change, and I need a new one to accommodate the war battles that I'm in, to accommodate the spiritual warfare. In other words, I got to step my spiritual game up. I need to be more effective in my spiritual game, because I'm not fighting the old devils. I'm fighting new, so I need to be new. I need to be made over. I need to be new in my mind. I need to have a new understanding of what it is God is doing for me. So when I say new by definition, let me go back and let me diverse a little bit. Let me digress a little bit. When I say new by definition, I mean that this has not existed before. I'm saying to you that it is made now. I'm saying to you that it is introduced right now. I'm saying that it is discovered recently, and it is now here for the first time. So whatever parts of me, whatever this revival is bringing out of you, help us, Holy Ghost, that said, I am new. Whatever this revival is birthing in you is new. Every birth is a new birth. You can never repeat an old birth. You can never rebirth somebody. You can never rebirth your baby. He is a new baby. And then when you have the next one, he's going to be the new baby, the new edition of what your womb pushed out. Come here, Holy Ghost. Not the last edition, but the new edition of what your womb pushed out. It'll never be just like the previous one. It will always be different and new to accommodate the season of your life that you are in. I wish I had believers on the line to just say, I just want to be new in my spirit. I want to be new in my dealings with God. I want to be new in my understanding, because the new me has to therefore be, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And I have to let my old things pass away. I have to let my old things get out of my way. Sometimes my sister said, I have to push them out the way. I have to kick them out the way. I have to pray the old things out of my way. I got to fast them out of my way. I have to believe them out of my way. I have to determine them to be, come here, Holy Ghost, out of my way. I have to just suggest that they out of my way by faith until I get there. But I have to make the determination that God is standing before me and said, I don't want you to be under Moses anymore. I simply want you to be under the new leader, Joshua. And this is the flaw that I see a lot of times in the body of Christ. This is the hindrance a lot of times in the body of Christ, because we don't know how to be refreshed in our spirit so that the new leaves can grow on our trees. We're always trying to hold on to what God is trying to shake off of us. But we want to be new. So he says in my newness, in the newness of life, he says that not only do I want to be effective, and not only do I want to be efficient, and not only do I want to work in excellence in this new season, but I am new is a statement of total faith. You didn't say I want to be new. You said I am new. You didn't say I'm thinking about being new. You said I am new. I am new. Makes me understand that this is a faith move. That means even though it is a place where faith is challenged, this is a place, when I say I am new, it's a place where my faith is challenged by what I actually see in the mirror. My faith is challenged by what I actually see in the mirror, because me saying that I'm new only suggests by faith that I'm believing God for what he has already said about me. So I'm believing God for it. I'm believing God that the new is happening on me. I'm believing God that when I look in the mirror, although I see scars, I still see healed on top of the scars. When I see bruises, I see healed on top of the bruises. When I see broken, I see fixed and repaired on top of brokenness. This is how you look in faith and say, God, I'm just going to believe you until you get me where it is you want me to be. And that's, if you want me to be new, I'm going to have to believe. Well, I'm going to have to, help me, Holy Ghost, assign my faith to the new way of thinking, assign my faith to the new me, assign my faith to not being broken, not being beat up on, but I'm going to have to assign my faith to being a new creature in Christ Jesus, totally revamped, totally new, every part of me. So what I actually see in the mirror doesn't determine of what God has said about me in the heavenly realm. It doesn't determine by what he says to me in the heavenly realm about according to what I see in faith. If I be a true believer and a true follower of the word of God, this is simple for me because the word says this to me. This is your book. This is your Bible, believer. This is your plight in life, to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. The word said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. behold, all things are new. So if that really be true, I have to put my faith on scriptures like that and say, God, all things in me have become new. Behold, wow, look at me. Everything about me has become new. Why am I still stuck in the old me, stuck in the past, stuck in the, and even if my body is not physically there, even if my body is not physically there, my faith has taken me to a place that my body has not caught up with. So although I don't see it around, because we walk by faith and not by what? Sight. So the new me has to be the faith-walking me, has to be the faith-walking me, has to be the one that I can stand in the mirror and say, God, by faith, I believe in the new. For by faith, I'm holding on to you. By faith, God, I just believe that you made me over, not making me over. The proclamation has to be sure. It has to be founded on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. God, you made me new. You transformed me. You delivered me. And that's the faith that I want to stand in. That's the boldest faith that you can proclaim, is the one that says, I'm here now. Not I'm working on it, but I'm here now, and I'm just believing you, God, that you have taken me here for purpose. For purpose. Amen. So now the new has to say that the new is an expansion. Watch this now. Watch this. The new is an expansion on the me product line. Watch this. Watch this. When God is dealing with the new you, he's not worried about me. He only worried about you. So there was a product line and there was a makeover line to where when God sees fit, when the Holy Ghost sees fit, he adds and takes away parts of you to make you better. This is just a new, and just think about as a young Christian how you have, we call it development, but I call it adding and subtraction. As you are growing in God, he is adding things to you and subtracting things from you. What is he subtracting? He is subtracting parts of you that are not profitable, parts of you that are not effective, parts of you that are not efficient, parts of you that are not operating excellence, parts of you God is taking out because they are weak parts of you. They are not the parts that is going to allow you to have perfectness and perfection in him. What is he adding to you? He's adding more on you, more favor, more grace, more anointing, more power, more discipline, so that the new you can be better than the old you. You cannot continue to proclaim that you are new and your character and all of these things about you and around you are not changing. Amen, somebody. You can't do that. See, we want to talk about new, but I want to help you with the new today. So when you walk into walking out the rest of this revival and you walking into the new year, you don't have this in your life to say, I want to be new. I want things to be different. I want to be made over. But then you don't understand what it is you're asking for, and you don't understand what God is requiring of you when you say, I'm actually new. Actually, new gonna mean when you walk out of 2016, you walk into 2017, that there are some parts of you that you're not gonna pick up no more because they have been discarded parts that the Holy Spirit has ripped out of you and moved out of your way so that the new you in perfection and excellency and in efficiency can what? Be seen by others, be enjoyed by others, be enjoyed in the heavenly realm because there is a new you. I hope I'm helping somebody this morning. I hope I'm helping somebody this morning because the new product line of you is something different. It is where God is making the me product over by adding new and taking out features and changing things around. He's moving things around in me and on me, and this is a personal mandate when God says, I'm making you over, because the only reason, watch this, if I can put a pin right here, the only reason that God will make you over and make you better is because he's trying to perfect you for your purpose. He's trying to design you to be in a place that he wants you to be. He's trying to position you somewhere, so he needs the position. He needs the makeover, the manufacturing of you to accommodate the new assignment, to accommodate the new family, to accommodate the new money, to accommodate the new church. He needs to make you over from last year to push you into the vision of this year. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. So the verse says, now watch this. Here is the crust of the thing. Here it is right here where the makeover process has to be sure. Here it is now where we say, God, oh, make me over, God. Oh, change me, Lord, instead of God, you change me. The proclamation has to change in this season. God, just change me. Just, I don't want the process. I just want you to change me. I just snatch the stuff out of me that's causing me to be deficient, God. Snatch the things out of me that's causing me to still be old. Snatch the oil out of me, dear God. If it's broken down and it's not effective no more, give me some new oil. Give me some new wine to go in new wineskin. I don't want to keep trying to work with the old. I don't want to do patchwork in my life. I want new. Simply put, simply stated. So we say, God, I'm new. I'm new, God. But where is the evidence of the new? Where is the efficiency in the new? Where is the change about where we are in our life cycle that suggests that there's anything new about us? The verse said, if any man, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, he says, if any man be in Christ. Watch this, what he says now. He says, look at this good. He said, if any man, any suggests also means that all men. Whosoever, it's another way of saying whosoever is in Christ. It's another way of saying all who are in Christ. It's a way of you saying you who are in Christ. If all of you, I'm talking to the people who are in Christ, y'all, you, we, who are in Christ. If we are in Christ, he says, whoever they are who are in Christ, this is the precursor for the new product line. I have to be in Christ. I have to be in Christ so that the manifold grace of God will be effective in my life. Watch this. How do we become new then? There is no way to become new according to this scripture. He's not talking to the world. He's only talking to the ones that's in Christ. He's not talking to little Johnny, little Sue who don't believe in him. He's not talking to those who are not walking in faith. He's talking to those who have received Christ and who are standing on him, who be inside of him. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Nobody else. He's just talking to this category of people right here. So the precursor on being new is that you have to first be inside of Christ. And if you're not inside of Christ, there's no possible way for you to be new. Not according to your own King James Version of the Bible. Not according to your own Bible. This verse is a standing verse. It's been in the Bible a long time. All you have to do is go way back and look at the Bible. You're going to find this same verse. It says, if any man or woman, any person be in Christ, he is a new creature. It is the oils off of Christ. It is the oils of his anointing, the oils of his priesthood, the oils of his prophethood, the oils of his apostleship, the oils of his anointing that makes you new, because those oils have ran down the gaudy bill of Jesus Christ and ran off of his garment and have touched you and made you a likeness of who he is. Maybe I'm going too far now, but he is what makes you new, being inside of him, being totally engulfed in him, and God only seeing him, and you only allowing God to see him, only allowing your family to see him, only allowing your neighbor to see him is the thing that makes you new. There is no other way for you to be new, because, help me, Holy Ghost, that any time that you show up, the new is not going to come out. Anytime the real you shows up, the old you got to come out, because all you know is the nature you had before you was inside of him. So if we really want to be new, we got to find ourselves inside of him. We got to find ourselves in him. We got to find ourselves embossed in who he is. We got to find ourselves stuck inside of him and richly and divinely placed in him in such a way to where when people see us, they can't differentiate between the two. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm talking this morning. It is a mandate that you be in him. It is necessary that you be in him if you want a new. That, listen, a lot of us are chasing after parts of Christ, but we're not chasing to be new in him. We're not chasing to be inside of him. We're not chasing to be a part of who he is and just be a part of his likeness. So that when he mentions the phraseology of being one in him, and in John 17, one body, be one as we are one, we don't get that understanding because we ain't really connected to him in the fullness and have become what the new creature who is what? Created in Christ Jesus, right? And we look just like him. And how do we look? Not like our old self, but we look brand new. We look like we Jesus. We look like we're somebody that's related to somebody in heaven. That's what makes us new. So if any man, any woman, and anybody, whosoever, all who are in Christ, it is now. The verse said, we are new creatures. We are. I want to play on that because I like to play on words a lot of times. It says that we are. That's powerful. It says that we are new creatures. We have become new. He said all things are become, are now, basically what he's saying, new. All that is a bold statement for the Bible to say about you. The Bible and Jesus suggest, his suggestion to you is that once you become in me, once you come like me, once you put your faith in me, I can make you new today. I can change you right now. I can transition you. I can make you look different, sound different, think different, envision different. I can give you the hope that you didn't have no more, new hope. I can give you new faith that you didn't have no more, but I need you to be inside of me. That's what it means to be new. We are being transformed by the transformation of our mind, by the changing or making new of our mind, by the washing of the word and by the cleansing of his blood to wash our mind. Now, we have become the new man, the new creature, the new thought, the new idea in the earth. I wish I had time to teach this how I want to become. If we don't never get the idea about ourselves that God has about us, we'll never be transformed into the new. We'll never become the new product line that God calls it to be, because we're still thinking like the earth realm and not like the heavenly realm. It is the heavenly realm assigned to our body, assigned to our spirit, assigned to our mantle that takes us up another notch, that give us another value. According to the book of Psalms, it heightens our appraisal. It makes us more valuable to God when we are thinking like Christ. Amen, somebody. When we think about Christ, we brand new. I know I'm trying to lift your spirit so that you think new. It's the totality of new. God is not doing patchwork. He wants the whole man to be new. He said if the whole man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Not just your mind, not just your pocketbook, not just your faith in healing, but he's looking for the totality of the man. He's looking for a holistic approach of who you are to be totally new. He's not looking to revamp certain parts and leave certain alone and leave some in your hands for you to try to manipulate and for you to try to change and for you to try to work on. He said, if you just get inside of me right, if you just trust me right, if you just have faith in me right, if you can just dig what I'm trying to do here with you, if you can just understand this, just get the understanding that if you're in me and you trust me and you relegate and delegate all your stuff over to me, I can make you brand new. So he says again, let me reiterate again that the definition of new is that it never existed before. It's just made. It is introduced right now. It is discovered recently, or it is here for the first time. So my question to the believers on the line is, are you here, watch this, for the first time? Will you be here in 2017 for the first time? Now I know the year's coming for the first time, but are you going to be new in the year for the first time? Will we see the old you from last year, the old attitude, the old character, the old way you love, the old way you forgave, the old way you believe, the old way you did your finances, the old way you did God's business, the old way you interacted and dealt with it? What are we going to see this year that's going to make me think that there is a new you walking into 2017. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost. Because the new me has to be exposed, and it has to be seen, and it has to be acknowledged. It's bright and shiny. It has to be something that God can put a stamp and a seal of approval on, because he has made me over, bringing me out of an old year and stood me up in such a way to where when people see me, they see something new. They hear a new testimony of my faith, a new understanding of my vision. They hear a new understanding of my mission, a new understanding of my mandate. They hear the new me, that my pleas and my cries are different. Now, they're not last year's moans and groans, last year's pleas, but my understanding has been lifted so that the new me that I'm made in this image is crying out to be heard and seen. Help us, Holy Ghost. So he's saying, I'm new. He said, you're a new creature. I need you to understand that there's a new part of you. There's newness in you, newness about you, because it's important that you understand. And now watch this. That's the precursor to the new product. That's the precursor to being new, is you being in Christ. So some of us, or even some believers, we need to really get inside of Christ. I didn't say we need to believe in him. I said we need to get inside of him. We need to make sure that our life, Paul said, is hidden in him. So there is none of you left to be exposed to the old man, the old mandate, the old mission, the old way of thinking. But the new you can only envision what Christ sees, can only go the direction that Christ pulls you in. The new you is totally given over to his will and his way. So he says that in Christ, when I'm in Christ, I'm being manufactured. He is the inside of him is the assembly line. It's the places where he's taking and fixing new parts of me. He's making me over and changing my mind and deciding what to leave him, deciding how much grace and how much mercy to give me. He's making decisions about me when I place my heart in his care. I place my faith in his care. I place my mandate. And I just say, God, whatever it is you're doing in this season, number one, don't do it without me. Whatever you're doing, God, I know it's good for me. Whatever you got lined up for me is right for me. I'm not challenging you. I'm not doing it. I'm just expecting you to make me over. I'm expecting me to come out of this new. Listen, watch this now. Watch this, family. You have to be willing to what? Submit and get away from all the old stuff. I don't care what it is. You got to be said, God, I'm willing to sacrifice all of the old things about me, the brokenness about me, the things that are not like you. And some of them may have been like them, but if you're going into new, you may even have to transition some of those things so that the newness, the new growth in your life can take place. Now, watch this last thing, watch this. He says that I'm making you something that was very, very interesting to me, pastors and leaders and those who follow the ground this globe. He says that I'm making you something in particular. Look what he says in the verse. He says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new person. He is a new believer. Oh, no. That's not what it said. It said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He didn't say person. He said believer. He didn't say apostle. He didn't say a new prophet. He didn't say a new faith walker. He said a new creature. Let's deal with that for a minute right here before we close. He said, here's a new creature. What does it mean? He said, he's making me a new creature. Not a person. The word creature in the Greek is schizo. It means a living creature. It means literally that a living thing. He is making me a living thing. Wow. God said, if any man be in Christ, he is making me a new creature. Something that I didn't understand. He didn't say a new person, but a new thing. I don't even know. Watch this. What I'm about to become. I just know it's the thing. Watch this, Holy Ghost. I wish I could preach like I want to. It is the new thing that he is making me. Whatever that thing is, he's making me is for his glory. I am the thing of his glory. It is a new living thing. It's lively. It is something that can respond to him. I am the new thing that he is making. Yeah, he's making a new thing. I'm a new thing in him because he's making me whatever it is he wants me to be. Not you, whatever he wants me to be, I'm going to be the new thing that he's trying to make me out of. The new creature that he's making me, the creature. So that's why he said, well, I'm a peculiar person. Nobody can understand the originality and understand how the peculiarity of who I am because I'm different from everybody. I'm different from Pastor E. I'm different from all the other apostles on the line. I'm the new thing on the line. You are the new thing in your city, the new thing in your house. When God is manufacturing you a certain way and creating you to be a new creature, you are the thing that he is making for his own glory. And nobody, watch this now, nobody knows how to use that thing except him because nobody understands the thing that you are. I wish I had time to teach this. Nobody understands the thing that he's making you, the thing that he's putting on you, the mantle that he has on the thing that you are. So he says it's suggesting that he changing me. He making me over. He making me something. Remember, I said that it is a living thing, a lively thing. It can respond to his calling. It can respond to his work. He can respond to whatever it is he wants me to do, because I am his thing that he's making. Whatever it is, we all are individual. We all have our own purpose. We all have our own assignment. We all have our own calling. That's why I got to be a new thing. I can't be like Pastor E. I can't be like you. And my desire is not to be. I just want to be the new thing that he's making me to be. So I need to be in my mind, say, God, just make me the new thing you want me to be. Whatever new creation you making me, whatever new character you making me, you make it over for me, God. You make me the thing that you please with. You make me the creature that you would have me to be. Make me the thing that you can work with, God. Make me the thing that can glorify you with my praise, glorify you with my mouth, God. Give me the hands that the thing needs in order to make you happy and pleased with me in the earth realm. That's what I'm talking about being new, family. So we're not new by default. We knew by decision. We knew by what God says. So when we decide to be in Christ, then we become the new creature that he is making and that he is recreating, that he is changing for what? His own glory, not for your glory, not for the glory of your church, not for the glory of your ego, but he is making you new for purpose, and he's making you the new thing. So I am new. He says, I'm new. But I'm new in him. I'm new in his. I'm new. I'm just subjecting myself to everything about it. If you want to break off a wing, break off an arm, break off an eye, break off the parts of me that are defective, God, so be it. Have your way with your new thing. Because I want to be new, God. So if I go back a little bit, he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all of my stuff has to become new. With that word become right there, all things are become new. Say, all things are now new. All things are new right now. All things have become new. All things are now new because I'm in Christ. All things are new. I am new suggest that I've allowed God to work on me. All things are new. I am new suggest that I have allowed God to mold me. I am new suggest that I'm different. I am new suggest that I'm a new creature created in the image of Christ. What is the image? Whatever he wants to make me out of. I am new suggest that I'm submitted. I am new suggest, God, that I'm just in your will and in your way. Have your way with me. Mold me. Shape. That's what I'm new suggest that I'm submitted to the will of God. I wish I had believers on the phone. Yeah. So when I say I'm new, God, I'm basically saying, God, that your will, your way, God, whatever you want to do, however you design me, I'm pleased with that, dear God. I may be halted right now, broken, but however you want to make me and use me in this season, I'm submitted to you because I want to be a new creature. I don't want anybody to be able to, there's a scripture that said, no man according to the flesh. Don't know no man according to the flesh. But I want you to know me according to the spirit. Know me according to what God has put on me, placed on me, and mandated for my life. I need, when I walk into 2017, if God allows me to make this transition into 2017, I want to say, oh, man, that's something. No. It's something new about me, something new about my position with God. There's something new. I am the new creature that he's looking to create in the earth realm. That's what I want it to be. I want this revival to be the revival of the season, the revival of the year, right? Because there is nothing greater than being brand new. There's nothing greater than being different. There's nothing greater than being exposed to God on a different level. There's nothing greater than being in a fresh place of anointing. There's nothing greater than God having more favor and grace on you. There's nothing greater than being new. Nothing at all will draw me into a place of proficiency, a place of efficiency, a place of excellency, a place of excellence than me being new, but then we being in Christ, then we being where we need to be in God. We have to decide, God, I'm going to push Moses away. I got to get from under the hand of Moses, and sometimes we are our own Moses in our life, but because we won't relinquish authority over to Joshua in our life. We are the worst Moses in our life that we can be. We don't want new. We don't don't want fresh. We don't want newly ordained, newly called, newly appointed. We don't want the new in our life. We just want to stay under what we've been comfortable. Come here, Holy Ghost, I'm preaching. We just want to stay comfortable under the hand of the leader, the hand of the ideals, the hand of the morals that we had before. But he told Moses, he said, Moses, he told Joshua, he said, Moses is dead. So as I wrap